this report is as important for what it doesn't say as what it does. This is a long time in coming. It's the first time that the Pentagon has ever acknowledged this publicly, that there are these mystifying UFOs, and they don't have an answer on what they are. They give five possibilities.
That's TMZ host Harvey Levin, who has a new special out on Fox that delves into this Pentagon report on UFOs. It's the first time in 70 years that the U.S. government has even made a statement of any kind on UFOs. And Harvey takes the time in this special, really interesting program, to sort of break down the report, reveal what's in it. And this conversation delves into a lot of the details. Really interesting, eye-opening conversation. He gets into the five possibilities. You'll hear that in a few minutes. Listen, I think they're UFOs. I think they're other beings. It's the only thing that can explain some things here on planet Earth, like a guy in boxer shorts wielding a tire iron like he's a majorette. You know, and I'm thinking, well, it's extraterrestrial, or it's a really, 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 really motivated tow truck operator who's just looking to change a tire. It's the only thing that can explain why when I order a coffee hot with half and half, I have to say it literally six times because it keeps getting interpreted as iced coffee black. Don't ask me why. It has to be an extraterrestrial. Anyway, Harvey's really interesting in this, and this is really sort of the first time that we really get a sense of what the government is saying about UFOs. And I think you'll find this conversation with Harvey really interesting, and hope you enjoy it. And please tell folks about the podcast and spread the word. All right, enjoy Harvey Levin. My guest this week, a brother lawyer, I'll call him. TMZ host Harvey Levin, great to have you on. He has an all-new one-hour TMZ special, TMZ Investigates UFOs, The Pentagon Proof, airing Tuesday, June 29th on Fox. Great to have you on, Harvey.
My pleasure, Paul.
I'm a former lawyer myself.
So, are you really?
Yeah, I did corporate law in New York, M&A deals at a firm out there, and then I was an M&A investment banker, and then I quit to be a comedian and a performer, host, all that stuff. So, yeah. So,
can I congratulate you on escaping?
a lot of people say that to me, and it's like, my mother looked at me like, you're killing me. It's like,
oh my God, we had the same mother then.
yeah. You know, my parents, Italian immigrants, well, their parents were, they're high school educated, and this was their dream. Their boy made it, you know, and I was working at a firm in the city called Wilkie Farr and Gallagher, and big firm and all that stuff. And then, I don't know, I just got bitten by this bug, and there's a whole backstory to this that could go on for hours. But yeah, I kind of just...
You know,
just,
I got to tell you, it's so funny because we have very parallel lives. It's funny, but I know the journey.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm so glad you're doing this special because this is such a bizarre part of our government that this has been so secretive for so long. And for folks who may not know, it just came out on Friday. This part of a more detailed report was released and made public, and you're sort of drilling down on this report. And to quote you, you say the show, this special that you're doing, is a process of elimination of sorts, taking theories off the table and seeing what we're left with will undoubtedly be pretty amazing. So tell folks a little bit about sort of, you know, what you're doing with this special and how you're sort of getting behind it, the report.
Well, look, I mean, this report is as important for what it doesn't say as what it does. This is a long time in coming. It's the first time that the Pentagon has ever acknowledged this publicly, that there are these mystifying UFOs, and they don't have an answer on what they are. They give five possibilities.
Right.
They say it could be U.S. technology. They say it could be foreign adversaries. They say it could be natural phenomenon. They say it could be clutter.
Weather balloons, right?
Yeah, right. Plastic bags they even mentioned, or other.
Right.
I can just tell you, the show is about, like you said, It's about knocking down some of the various options. I will tell you, I mean, you're going to hear from a Harvard scientist, you're going to hear from former Pentagon officials, senators, Navy pilots, people who have studied this, film documentarians. This is not human technology. It's just not. You know, human beings cannot build a spacecraft that goes, or any kind of an aircraft that goes from 80,000 feet to sea level in a second and a half. We just don't have that ability to fly without wings, without exhaust, without a sonic boom when it breaks the sound barrier. These are paradigm changing things. So one by one, we look at this, and you're going to see things get, I believe you're going to see things get knocked off the table. And what you're left with is mind bending.
Right. And what comes through from the report and from what I know about the special. So, for example, you talk about sort of this is non-human technology. There are like 144 incidents, most of them seen by Navy pilots, multiple accounts of like these craft or whatever it is that they saw defying aerodynamics, like going, propelling with great speed against strong headwinds, things that were inexplicable. And the thing that you come to find out is that there was a stigma attached. There were two reasons, it seems like, that this thing has sort of always been buried by the government. One is that there's been no standardized or centralized reporting for this, which blows my mind up until 2019 that just started. And the second is that there was a stigma attached and to anybody that came out about this, and especially in the military. Why is it so secretive? What is the government afraid that the public can't process? Why is it come to this?
Well, I mean, that could be the beginning and the end of all of this. Look, the question is, what does the government know? And look, there is a warehouse in Nevada where, and you'll hear about this, where people are talking about these exotic materials that were stored. I'm not talking about fringe people. I'm talking about former Pentagon officials. I'm talking about, you will hear on the show. But I think you hit it, that the big thing is the retaliation, that there has been this perception that anybody who believes that these things come from another world are unhinged and crazy. Navy pilots were afraid to talk about it. We talked to people in the Pentagon who studied it, and when they tried to raise issues, one of them, his life was pretty much destroyed. And another one who was comes from a very famous family, he doesn't think he's going to be able to work in the government again because he dared to speak out. So the retaliation here has been unbelievable within the government and the military and the Pentagon. And in this report, they finally acknowledge and say, you know, we should stop attacking people who speak out and we should be embracing them. And I think that's a huge step forward, that they're finally saying that out loud, that they have been horrible to some of the people who have simply tried to raise issues and get at the truth. Because I will tell you, the other thing that's important in this report that they finally acknowledge to the public, as long as we don't know, these things are security threats.
Exactly.
They're national security threats.
Exactly.
They are swarming our military ships. And you will just see this on the show. They're swarming our military ships. These aren't rocks. Rocks don't fly in formation. So what are these things? And as long as they're in the air, and, you know, we talked to pilots who said, I literally saw these every day. And, you know, what, God forbid, what if one hits an airliner or a military plane or a nuclear facility because they've been there?
Right.
Then all of a sudden we're going to say, oh, my God, why didn't we look at this earlier? Well, we shouldn't wait for that to happen.
Well, this is why the special is so important, and I'm so glad you're sort of bringing this to light, because it's not lost on me anyway that they released this report on Friday, you know, just before a weekend, right?
Friday afternoon,
yeah, in a summer, like it still feels like they're trying to bury this, and I'm trying. Do you have a theory as to why the government is so afraid of letting this information come out and sort of really drilling down on this and really admitting these other beings possibly exist? Anything come to mind for you on this?
You know, on the one hand, you know, if they're acting the way they have, and we get into the cover up, and there was a cover-up. I mean, we're going to show you the evidence of cover-up on the show. So there definitely was. And I guess you're right. The question is it because they know? On a level, I think yes. And on another level, I think no. And I'll tell you why. You know, look, Bill Clinton particularly was really interested in this. And, you know, he was president and Obama was president and they're both smart people. And, you know, this issue came up. And I think if they knew, especially being out of office, I don't see them in lockstep with the Pentagon if they know something. I think they would at least say, you know, we can't talk about it. I think they're in the dark. I really do. I think it has never been studied seriously. And that's the fault of the military and our government, because what they've done rather than study it is they've attacked people who have raised issues. And I think that's a huge disservice. And now the question is, are they going to change? I don't think they want to change, but I think they're going to change, because I think the public now has changed its opinion. And you've got senators on both sides of the aisle who are now pushing for answers. And I don't think they're going to be able to withstand it. I think they'll resist it. I think there's a lot of territorialism in the military, and you have all these military and spy agencies that don't want to cooperate with each other, and that's just a fact. Right. But I think over time, you know, they're going to have to, you know, let this information get out. And it may be that there isn't a whole lot of information now because they haven't studied it, but they got to get to the bottom of this thing.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's a gentleman, Luis Elizondo, is a former Pentagon official, and
he's on the show. He's
great.
He
has this quote, this amazing observation. He says, quote, "We now know what this is not. It's not secret U.S. technology. There are only two options here. Either we are dealing with one of the greatest intelligence failures in history, or we're dealing with the greatest mystery of all time." And
that's right.
And it feels like it's a combination of both, frankly, because, you know, not to have standardized reporting until 2020. And even then, it's limited to USG reporting. Like, it's almost like they know it exists. They just don't want to deal with it. They want to keep it in the closet. And there's, and I, it, to me, it's baffling. And that's why I think the special is so important. And I love that the specials, you've got some never before seen footage from like an aircraft carrier too, apparently. You've got
you will see. And it's interesting, especially the images that are shown from this.
Anyway, Harvey, it's a really great special. People need to see it. The report, they should read it. Harvey Levin, TMZ Special Investigative Report on the Pentagon's report on UFOs. Great to have you on, and best of luck, and we'll get you back on soon. Take care, buddy.
Tuesday night, 8 o'clock.
You got it. Fox. Okay.
Okay, man.
There you go. That's Harvey. I think there are UFOs. I really do. Just look around. You know, maybe your neighbor is an extraterrestrial. You'll never know. Just ask. Maybe they'll just tell you. All right. I hope you enjoyed that conversation, and check out the special if you haven't already. And also, please send the link around. Tell your friends to subscribe to the podcast, folks. We're trying to always build our following. All right. And you can also follow me on all the social media platforms at Paul Mercurio and my YouTube channel. You can subscribe there. Always got new stuff posting there. All right. See you guys next week. Thanks.